It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. Here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. And you can take us anywhere you go. The podcast will be up there later on today, too. Busy, busy day. Tuesday, July 29th. I think it's going to rain today. Hey, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Jamie forgot her phone, so she had to turn around, I don't know if she had to turn around and go back home. I don't know. Here's the text. Let me just tell you what the text is, okay? Hang on. Let's see here. 5:54 a.m. Forgot phone. Be there in a few. That's it.
So,
very quick.
Did she text you when she had her phone?
Brief. I don't know.
I'm assuming that she went back home and then texted you once she got it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you had to text.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. I think she forgot her phone, turned around, had to go back home.
Gotcha.
So she should be on her way and be here momentarily. I'm assuming that's the situation. All right, as we get started this morning, obviously the big story was yesterday was Deion Sanders, man. He went to the press conference, laid it all out with his doctors. He had bladder cancer, had the bladder removed, touch and go in certain situations there with his health. But he looks like he's ready to go for the football season, right?
That's what he says.
We have all the audio. Now, he says he's going to need a porta potty on the sideline.
Yeah, he did say that. And he's wearing Depends.
You know what? The guy had a great attitude yesterday. You have to admit.
Unbelievable.
Because one of the clips, and I don't have the clip here in front of me, but one of the clips he has is the guy asked him about staring death in the face. Okay? And Deion just went off about death. Death, I don't know anything about death. I live life. I'm living life now. I'm going to live life. I mean, he just went off on that whole situation of him being asked about death. And so his attitude, he had a great attitude yesterday. He looked pretty good, too, I thought.
Yeah, very positive.
Yep. Talked to a buddy of mine who's down in Tampa who hung with him last week, and he said he was in great mood, said he's doing better, gaining weight back, and we'll play some of the audio later on in the show. But that was a big story yesterday. Deion going up and doing the press conference and giving us an update at 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
And good for him for being, like, transparent with everyone.
Yeah, I didn't get to see
it all out there.
Yeah, I think he did it to, A, clear the air. B, I think that he did it also to let other men, people, whomever, know that you need to go get checkups.
Yeah, absolutely. He made a big point of that.
Yeah, that was a big deal, right? I didn't get to see it yesterday. I was out running, just getting estimates for my car.
Again? For what?
Well, body work. Body work.
Yeah, you got to get that done.
I'm bouncing from collision places to collision places yesterday, so I missed Deion.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it. All right, coming up today, we're going to do the tote bags again today. I love this. I love it. BJ and Jamie tote bag blowout. Oh, Spadil says it better. Listen.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Man, is this huge. Everybody all around the globe is talking about this, okay? If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of the tote bags, which you can take to the grocery store or wherever you go that you got to carry some items in, and we'll give away a couple of those every hour.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sweet.
Starting at 7. Nice. What do you think?
Dude, when we were giving them away yesterday, I had people calling me for like 30 minutes after we had given them away asking for bags.
I'm a little frustrated with it, to be honest, because there's a piece of me that wants to just get out there and just start handing them out by the millions.
Yeah, just everybody. Yeah, if you want one, you get one.
I
don't know how many we actually have.
Well, we got 1,000. We know about that.
Okay,
we got 1,000, right. But I'm just saying that, and they're pretty good price. I'm just saying it's frustrating that they're sitting back there. Because so many people want them, right?
We want them out in the world.
Yeah. We want them to roll, man.
Yeah.
We want to pass them out like popcorn.
Yeah, get all in the grocery stores.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. All right, we'll give you a chance to win Big Tote Bag Blowout. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll do it again at 8 and again at 9 o'clock. Waiting on Jamie to arrive. Should be here any moment. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started this morning. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you can feel it. I think we have rain in the forecast today. Could be heavy later on this afternoon. Good morning, Jamie.
What a morning.
Woo,
what a crazy morning. So
what's
so funny? So there were two Bambis in my neighborhood.
The Bambis?
Little baby does.
Yeah.
Little baby.
You found two?
There are two. And I think they're twins.
Oh,
right?
Cute.
So that's like photo worthy, right?
Yeah. It's cute.
So I reach into my purse to grab, because they're twins. And so I reach into my purse and I was like going to take pictures of the Bambis. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm digging. And there's no phone. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And those Bambis are just staring at me like, what are you doing? And so I was like, all right, I'm going to turn around. So I turned around. The neighbors, they're hooking up a trailer. They're like, there she goes back again, I guess. And then I couldn't find my phone in my house.
The neighbors are thinking she quit.
Right.
She quit. She resigned this morning.
Yeah, she just drove by. I'm not going to work. And then drove back. And so then I couldn't find my phone in my house. And so I asked Echo Dot. I gave it my phone number and then it called it and I could hear it ringing in the house. Got it. Got back here. And then I didn't have my card to get a security card.
Oh, my God.
I'm exhausted. I'm already exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
I am too.
And I wasn't even with you.
I know. So anyway, that was my morning. And it's not even 6:30 yet.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's got to get better then.
Oh, for
sure. Okay. So everything's got to get better.
It's got to get better.
All right, well, I think we're going to get rain today. They're saying pretty heavy later this afternoon.
No, now, I'm golfing tonight.
I don't know, Jamie. I don't know if you're going to get the golf in.
No.
I don't know. And it varies. You know, Colorado kids hit and miss. You know, I mean, where you're going to play golf, maybe not there. Who knows?
Yeah,
right?
Who knows? You never know.
Just the way it works.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. So I saw a story yesterday. I wanted to bring this up. Because the CEO, remember the CEO of Astronomer?
Yeah.
The guy that got caught on
Andy.
The Coldplay cam? Andy.
Yeah.
Andy is his name. We all know him now. Andy Byron, I think his name is, right? He got caught with the HR director. There they are. They're all snuggly up there.
Canoodling.
I like canoodling.
Yeah.
Does canoodling start with a C or a K?
C, I think.
C.
Yeah, I feel like it's a C.
Canoodling.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to use a K for some reason.
I like it better. I do.
They're canoodling up there in that suite, you know. And the kiss cam hits them. And then that Chris Martin guy says, whoa, look at them. They're scattering like rats up there. So obviously they're having an affair or something of that nature, okay?
Right.
And that's the way it turned out. And it turned out it was an affair, blah, blah, blah. He's now suing Coldplay.
Oh, is he actually? Is that real?
He filed the papers yesterday, they said.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way he's actually going to do that.
Well,
I saw it on the internet, too.
Okay.
That's why I was wondering if it's real, because I was like, he's smarter than that. You don't want any more attention about this, right?
You might be right.
You know?
You might be that it's not real, okay?
Yeah.
But if it is true, what can you sue him for?
Well, you can't, because the back of the ticket says that you could be...
they'll get thrown out.
That's why I don't think it's real. He's a CEO. He's smarter than that, in my opinion. You don't want any more attention for this, in my opinion. Like,
But Coldplay's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, there is that angle.
Yeah.
But there are several pictures that are out now where it's not the kiss cam. It's other people taking pictures of the band, and they're kind of behind the stage area, and you can see the couple up there. So those pictures would be out there. You're going to sue those people too? You can't do it. I don't see it.
It's not real.
can't be, right?
There's no way, because he doesn't want any more attention. He wants this to go away.
This Yahoo article that I'm seeing says that it is a rumor, and then it also says an attorney noted that attending a public concert with 70,000 people lowers one's expectations of privacy.
Yeah, and he's a CEO. He knows his odds.
Yeah.
The guy lost everything.
Yeah.
Lost his
wife.
But
I saw it, too. It is completely all over the internet.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday, and I thought, man, what can this guy even go for? How are you going to sell sue Coldplay? They didn't do anything wrong. Right, they just pay him the audience. You were there.
I will say it for the 300th time. He wants it to go away.
Yeah.
A lawsuit does not make it go away.
Yeah.
So.
And she left her job.
Yeah.
They're just destroyed.
They are destroyed. But their love is forever, BJ. Their love is forever.
I'll bet you they haven't even seen each other yet.
I don't know. She was in her garden. Did you guys see that picture of her? So she was in her garden at her new house that her and her ex or her husband bought. It's like $3.1 million or whatever. He's loaded. The guy she's married to is loaded. He's the heir to some kind of liquor fortune or whatever. And so she's in front of the house and she doesn't have her wedding ring on. She's just like pruning.
Yeah. Well, one of the articles said that family is like one of the richest people, families in that area.
Yep.
Because of that liquor store or whatever it is they own up there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So good for them.
All right. Well, maybe it'll go away for him. I'll tell you what's not going away is these tote bags. Jamie, I'm going to tell you right now, people are begging. They are begging for totes. No. Don't try to downplay this, Jamie White. It's
I'm
huge.
Just talking about your segue. I'm telling you one thing that's not going away.
No.
I know they want this lawsuit and this whole situation to go away, but you know what's not going away, Jamie White? These tote bags, that's what.
Let me tell you
what
something.
What the hell is that?
Very few people.
I almost said the F word.
Very few people in this business can do a segue like that. Okay, let me just state that. Okay,
very few people.
I'm called a professional for a reason. Okay, all right. Just making sure everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Now, what's not going away are the tote bags.
The tote bags.
People are begging all the way. Brian in Greeley, look at him. Brian is just dying for.
Yeah.
Why don't we give Brian a tote bag?
But when you say tote bag, that sounds more substantial than what we're actually giving away.
The grocery bag?
Yeah.
Like it kind of sounds like it has a zipper on it.
When I think of tote, I think of like those IKEA bags.
Okay.
I love that you said zipper because I thought the same thing when I was driving in. I was like, dude, you're making it sound like it has a zipper.
Yeah, like it's a gym bag or something. Yeah.
All right. I'll be honest with the presentation. I'll say a zipperless tote bag. Okay, I'll be honest. Hey, Spindell, why don't you get Brian one? Just say, hey,
who's
Brian?
Brian,
the guy from Greeley.
Okay.
Yeah,
wait,
he wants to haul around eggs.
What are you talking about?
He goes and gets eggs at different locations.
Tell me what you're talking
about. He's on text native.
He's on text.
I don't see it, and so I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not on in front of you?
Well, it is, but like I'm thinking about everybody listening to you right now. We have no idea what you're
Brian
saying.
Brian Greeley. Brian Greeley, Texas, this morning. He says, good morning, BJ and crew. How do I get one of those beautiful tote bags without the zipper? Would you? I would sure like to sport one right up here in Greeley.
Yeah. All right. What about eggs? Where's the egg part?
I just made that up.
Oh, my God.
I figure in Greeley he's out there collecting eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
But now we're going to have to give everyone to text us in some.
I know.
No, we don't, Carson. See, why would you say that?
You set a precedence. You did.
You did.
You did. He texted us.
Brian's the only one. No more precedent, okay? We're shutting her down right now, okay? Brian's the one. He needs it for his eggs. So I'm going to take care of Brian.
Brian doesn't even like eggs.
Yeah. I don't know.
He has an egg allergy.
Do you drive all the way from Greeley to pick up this bag? Two bags.
One guy's driving down from Loveland. A guy who won yesterday is driving from Loveland to come pick his bag up.
Maybe he and Brian can hook up. Yeah. Just one make the trip.
Carpool? Yeah.
Or just one make the trip and meet.
Can we just put a label on it and put a stamp on it and mail it?
No.
We got an email on that.
Yeah.
You didn't see it. You didn't see it. We got an email on that. We were told specifically, do not promise mailing.
Yeah, we cannot mail these.
Yeah, that's what they told us, didn't they? They said, do not promise people you can mail them. You can give them away, but don't promise anybody you can mail these things. And I'm like,
many rules.
All right, well, whatever. Whatever.
Because to me, you just put a stamp right on it.
All it takes is one stamp. It's not that big a deal, folks.
Yeah, right?
Right? We'll give away another tote bag giveaway coming up at 7 o'clock. Next one, 7 o'clock. We'll get to tabloid trash. We'll do that next. Prime, with a big old press conference yesterday. But it appears everything's going to be okay.
Yep.
All right, we're moving forward. All right, tabloid trash is next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Why are you happy?
Well, so there was this story about this girl, and she was like, you know those, you put those big fans on your back and you have a parachute or whatever looking thing? Parasailing? Paragliding?
A fan?
Yeah, you put that big motor on your back.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's like a paraglider or whatever those things are called, paramotor. It's para something. Anyway, so she was this little petite athlete, right? And she's been saving and saving and saving. She's a grown woman. She's been saving for this big fan motor thing to go paragliding. And it's her passion, but it had to be customized because she's so petite. And so a company built it for her, and she was waiting for it, and somebody stole it off her front porch.
No kidding.
$8,000.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the story. There were porch pirates in the area when they dropped it off, and somebody got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. $8,000.
She's been saving for it and saving for it. Oh. Somebody returned it.
That's terrible.
No, somebody returned it.
Oh, they returned it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. She said, I crumpled to the ground. I was in tears. Aww, so sweet.
Bless her heart.
Blah, blah, blah. I saw the man dragging the box in a wagon. And so then all of a sudden.
What do you use that for?
I just told you.
Yeah, power.
No. I mean, is it just like recreational? Is it like, you know, that's your new form of transportation?
Yeah, just recreational.
Yeah, anyway. And so some lady saw the guy with it in the wagon or something and saw it said paraglider on the side. And so she grabbed it, I guess.
Man, I don't know if I'd ever do that, though.
I know.
It just seems really, dangerous to me.
To grab something from a...
No. Strap on one of those machines like that and go way up in the air. I just...
Grab somebody that stole
No. Stealing off of a porch is easy. I do it all the time. But yeah, I'm just saying that the paraglide thing, I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah, that would be scary. I agree with you. She is definitely brave.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to recommend something to everybody because, well, I probably shouldn't because it's already crowded, but there is a place. It's called Family Golf Sports, right? And it's in Dove Valley. It's called Family Golf Sports, and it's a, well, we used it last night for a driving range. It's open until 9 p.m., and it's also heated, so you can use it in the winter, and it's all lit up. It's a fantastic place to hit balls, because as you're in the driving range, there's tons of kids. As you're hitting the driving range, jets, like, the most amazing private jets are flying into Centennial.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh,
it's a cool place.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
And it's super affordable. You just go and you get the balls out of a machine. But what we loved, and it's unfortunately, it's on my son's phone, all the really good pictures. It was sunset, and there's, like, these humongous private jets, and he's hitting balls, and I swear to God, it looks like an ad. It's amazing. And then my kid's like, hello, rich people. And you just would wave at him. Yeah, it's a. I really recommend it. It's totally affordable. The only thing I was disappointed in is there's, oh my God, there's so many little great golfers, like 10-year-olds that can just knock it out of the park, just amazing little golfers. And they're out there with their coaches because it's affordable. But there were no little girls. There were no little girl golfers. No, yeah, it was all little boys. And I remember somebody, and the reason why I noticed this is they say bowling and female bowling and female golf scholarships for college go unused all across the country.
I've always heard that, yep.
Yeah, so, and I was looking around, I was like, no wonder, there's no little girls out here. It's all little boys. Anyway, so go out there if you get a chance. Again, it's open till 9 p.m. One website said 11 p.m., but I think it's 9 p.m., but it's really, really cool. All right, we talked about Deion Sanders a little bit. We'll get into it a little bit more. But I guess this actress, Charcuterie Tran, I think that's her name.
She's pretty hot, too.
Charcuterie Tran?
Yeah.
She was by his side the whole time.
That's what I hear.
So I guess they're kind of dating and stuff. Mm. Yeah, Charcuterie Tran. She was seen emotionally supporting Hall of Fame coach Deion Sanders during his recent bladder cancer surgery. In a documentary-style video produced by, soon to be her son-in-law, or her, what would that be, stepson, she was shown wiping away tears, holding Deion's hand, and asking detailed questions in the hospital room as he underwent treatment. So people are saying they're definitely a couple.
She's Chris Brown's former girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She doesn't look...
37.
Yeah.
37, okay.
She doesn't look as old as Deion.
Because she's not.
Yeah. She's a looker, though.
Yeah?
Schmoking.
How do you say her name?
I don't know.
I thought it was Charcuterie Tran.
Something Tran.
I don't know how Carucci? You pronounce it.
Nah, Charcuterie.
I don't know. Yeah, I like Charcuterie, too.
It is good.
Charcuterie Tran.
I've never seen that name.
Yeah, that's it.
It's weird.
Carucci?
Different.
Coochie, I don't know. Anyway, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. This is weird, you guys. And I feel like there's a divorce pending. They're spending time apart intentionally. They're consciously uncoupling but staying together. What? That's what it says. Nicole Kidman and country singer Keith Urban are intentionally spending time apart to focus on themselves. Sources close to the couple have clarified that they are not breaking up, but are navigating their personal lives with a well-thought-out strategy. It says, despite rumors of divorce, Kidman and Urban are reportedly committed to each other, but they're just living in separate houses. That sounds like everybody's dream
marriage. Yeah, I wish I could talk somebody into that.
I told you, that's how Jeannie Buss does it.
Yeah.
Just different penthouses. They just live in the same building, different penthouses. Exactly. It's bizarre.
One's a clean freak, and then the other one's just a mess.
I see how that would work, and it would be like, that way I can have my stuff the way I want it. You have your stuff the way you want it. I get it.
Especially in a townhome, you know, or a high rise.
Yeah,
that would be easy. A penthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Obviously, Jeannie has the higher one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see where this thing goes. It's kind of weird. And then, let's see here. There was one other thing. No, I don't care about that. That's all. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win the BJ and Jamie tote bag blowout, man.
Woo. Oh, it's so exciting.
Everybody's talking about it. It's huge. Coming up at 7 o'clock, plus Deion Sanders. He went to the podium yesterday, did a press conference, and he talked. We have the audio.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.